There are few certainties in life, the tried and true, death, taxes, and the relatively new, including if the Puerto Rican rap duo Calle 13 releases an album, they will surely dominate the nominations for Latin Grammys for the year, and they did so this morning. Felix Contreras is the host of Alt Latino, NPR Music's weekly podcast about Latin alternative music. He joins us from the Alt Latino World Headquarters, which someone ought to tell Steve Inskeep. We are now calling the NPR studios in Washington, D.C. Felix, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Robin.
And so you weren't surprised at Calle 13 getting all these nominations?
No, not at all. They're such a powerful force that it's not surprising at all.
Right. Well, let's hear some to hear what all the hubbub is about.
Hoy el sol se escondió y no quiso salir. Te vio despertar y le dio miedo de morir. Abriste los ojos y el sol guardó su pincel porque tú pintas el paisaje mejor que él. Cuando amanece tu lindura, cualquier constelación se pone insegura. Tu belleza huele a mañana y me da de comer durante toda la semana.
Now listen to that. That's almost cinematic. I bet that's surprising some people. Tell us more about this group.
Well, these guys, they are a force to be reckoned with. Okay, so this year they dominated the nominations. Okay, they did, including the biggies, the album of the year, the record of the year, the song of the year, and the rest of the categories, the rest of their nominations, best urban performance, best urban album, two nominations for best urban song, best alternative song, even best short form video. Mm-hmm. Now, there are two guys, stepbrothers, René Pérez Joglar, who calls himself Residente, and Eduardo Cabra, who calls himself Visitante. Cabra constructs these amazing musical landscapes underneath the rapping of Residente. And this year, Cabra was nominated twice for his production work.
I think we should listen to a little more.
Eres un verso en reversa, un reverso. Despertaste y le diste vuelta a mi universo. Ahora se llega a la cima, bajando por la sierra. La tierra ya no gira, tú giras por la tierra. En la guerra se dan besos, ya no se pelean hoy. Las gallinas mojen y las vacas.
Beautiful. And what's the name of the album?
It's called Multiviral or Multiviral.
But Felix Contreras, there were other nominations today. Give us a taste.
Okay. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Carlos Santana. He released his first ever Spanish language album, if you can believe that, in his long career. The album was called Corazon, and it followed the formula of what he did with Supernatural almost 20 years ago. His band and a host of different singers on different tracks. Folks like Latin folk favorite Lila Downs, pop vocalist heartthrob Romeo Santos, diva Gloria Estefan, and he dipped into the Latin alternative scene, something that we cover in Alt Latino, with the Afro-Colombian rappers Choquib Town and the legendary Argentine rockers Fabulosos Cadillacs, and they did that on this track. It's called Mal Bicho.
So Mal Bicho, and by the way, we'll list all the nominations at hearnow.org. But Felix, when the mainstream Grammys are announced, there are Latin music categories, but also classical jazz. Does Latin Grammys do the same thing?
There are 48 categories, yes. Classical, Latin jazz, children's, Christian, instrumental, that's in the Latin Grammy category. But also things like Mexican regional, Tejano. There are six different categories for Brazilian music, and there's even a category for tangos. And this year, salsa singer Ruben Blades, he released an album called Tangos. And what it is, it's his most celebrated songs done in a tango style, right? They're very emotional, they're very dramatic, and they're a lot of fun. This is his groundbreaking salsa track called Pedro Navaja, done as a tango.
Por la esquina del viejo barrio lo vi pasar. Con el tumbao que tienen los guapos al caminar, las manos siempre en los bolsillos de su gabán, pa' que no sepan en cuál de ellas lleva el puñal.
Well, so Felix, Ruben Blades from Panama, we think of Argentina when we think of tango, so why would he do this?
You know, we've seen this phenomena before, okay? Boomer artists, as they get older, and continue to be creative. They look for new ways to express themselves beyond their tried and true. Paul Simon famously did it with Graceland. Peter Gabriel, who I'm a big fan of, did it from his Soul album On. You know, Ruben Blades did the same thing with this. Those songs were so revolutionary in terms of what the lyrics about and the time that they hit. Let's put it into a little context here. This year is the 50th anniversary of Fania Records. Now, that's the label he recorded with and recorded those albums on. They redefined the sound of Latin dance music in the 70s. They updated the 50s big band mambo sound. It was all New York City based, so it had a New York City swagger and the influence of jazz and R&B. Then it became known as salsa. And Ruben Blades took that momentum and put socially conscious lyrics to it. My take is the new album Tangos is a re-examination of that music from a more mature Ruben Blades.
So Felix, what about the jazz categories? Because that's where people might have crossover familiarity if they don't listen to Latin American music. The one category they might listen in is jazz.
That's absolutely right. The Latin jazz category has names this year like Chick Corea, all right, who was nominated last year as well. Cuban saxophonist Paquito de Rivera is a big Latin jazz musician, but he's played in symphonies. He's done a lot of stuff. He's got tremendous crossover appeal. He's nominated this year. And Arturo O'Farrell and the Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra, he and his band are nominated. And I think this album that he recorded, it's called The Offense of the Drum. I think this is one of the albums that's going to help him move over from the Latin jazz diehards into a wider appreciation, a wider acceptance in a bigger market, because it's a mixture of what he calls the sounds he hears living in New York City. There's jazz, there's reggaeton, there's hip-hop, and this track that I brought in is called They Came.
They Came.
It's spoken word and Latin big band telling the story of the arrival of Puerto Ricans into New York City in the last century.
And the parrots flew, speaking Taino in canoes, eating guava and yuca under the sunshine. From the lands that conquistadors conquered, carving new cultures, carrying Africans that brought bomba, where saints doubled as orishas, hundreds of years of assimilated ethnic mixing in their bloodstreams, sweat, tears, and pain, toiling in the sugar cane. They came.
That's compelling. And people may recognize the name O'Farrell.
His father was Chico O'Farrell. And this is for the really diehard jazz fans. People my age and a little bit older, they'll recognize his name because he worked with Dizzy Gillespie, he worked with Machito. You know, he was one of these guys. He's from Irish immigrants into Cuba. He came to the United States in the 1940s. And he was part of this class of musicians, this generation of musicians who created Latin jazz in New York in the 40s. Like I said, Machito, Chico O'Farrell, even Dizzy Gillespie, like I mentioned. Years, for years and years, he had a residency at Birdland in New York with his big band. And when he died in 2001, Arturo took it over to maintain that heritage of his father's work and all the other people who put that music, and also to move the music forward. And I think this album is his best effort at that. It's definitely worth the Latin Grammy recognition and certainly worth wider recognition.
It's called The Offense of the Drum, and we'll have it and other nominations in today's Latin Grammy Awards listed at hereandnow.org. Felix Contreras has been our guide. He's the host of Alt Latino, a weekly podcast about Latin alternative music from NPR Music that's soon to be available on the radio. Stay tuned. Felix, we can't wait. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And while Jeremy and I begin to dance, we will go out on Enrique Iglesias Bailando, nominated for Song and Record of the Year. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.